our Father, which art in heaven. Our, that means, that includes all of us. So don't just go to him on my behalf. I go into him on behalf of all of us. That's why I said earlier, I love you with the love of the Lord. That's what enabled me to do that. I pray more for your fulfillment and your greatness and your purpose and destiny fulfilling your life and for your joy and for your purpose and for your relationship with God than I do for myself. Why? Because he's our Father. I don't just want to be blessed of God, but I want everybody to be blessed of God. I don't just want to prosper in the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of God, but I want everybody to know him and to prosper in their knowledge of him and their understanding and to grow in him. Listen, over the last 40 years, man, God, I've been a student of God's word. And God has shown me a lot of things in his word, not through just reading the Bible, but I'm talking about study. I'm talking about really study for over 40 years. I don't know everything. All I know is all I've learned. And all I've learned is not nearly all there is to know. But boy, I know some things. And I know some things that I think, and I don't want to get beside myself, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. But I know some things that the majority of the church don't know. What you saying, Arthur? The majority of the church don't have an inkling or a clue about the gospel that Jesus preached. Or they all know about the gospel of Jesus, but many of them out there, many of you out there on the sound of my voice, you don't have any idea about what the gospel that Jesus preached. You don't have any idea about what the kingdom of God is and the kingdom of heaven is. You don't have any ideas on the protocol of kingdom life. You don't have any idea on the laws that governs God's kingdom. We got a lot of other knowledge and good knowledge, and all those are good things. And the devil don't mind you having all that and sharing in the gospel of Jesus and all the blessings that come along with it in the natural. But you don't know nothing about your spiritual blessings, and you don't know nothing about, man, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And this is most important. If you don't know that, that's not in the sweet by and by, but that's in the right here and now, that's available to you right now, then, boy, we'll live far below our rights and our privileges. And the enemy, who is the enemy? Do you know you have an enemy? Who is that enemy? Two. Who? The devil and his demon co-host and that other enemy. Who is that, Arthur? The enemy that's in me. What you mean? The enemy that's in me. Who is that? That's self. That's I. That's me. That's my own way of doing things, my own idea, my own concept, my own doing outside of God and what he's doing. Self. The Bible called the natural man. In some cases called the flesh. The Bible says there is not now, therefore now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Who walk not after the flesh, what you mean? Not after that natural man. And that natural way of living that you were born, trained, conditioned, learned how to live in. Not according to that man. The Bible called that the old man, but according to the new man. What's the new man? The new man that when you accepted Christ into your life and what the Bible called you were born again. That's a new man. That's born of the spirit and of the water. What's that? That's a natural birth and also a supernatural birth. That's a natural birth that comes through, man, the will of our mother and father. And that's the supernatural birth that come through, more a spiritual birth that come through, man, our source and our sustainer. That's God our Father. That birth. And listen, you know, even that birth, that new birth, that new life, who walk after the Spirit, that's a gift from God. That comes from God. Born again. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you can come back into the family of God and no longer, man, walk after the natural man or the flesh or I or me or this is what I think and this is how I feel, over into more the spirit man. Walk after that new man that's created in the likeness. likeness, the image of the Most High God, created just like him. Devil don't want you to know that. He don't want you to know. Listen, he don't mind you celebrating, man, Jesus, his birth. We call it Christmas. Lord have mercy. He don't mind you celebrating his resurrection. We call it Easter. He don't mind you celebrating, man, all the great and mighty works that he did up on this earth. We call that the gospel of Jesus. As long as you don't celebrate your new birth, as long as you don't come to the knowledge and begin to celebrate along with his resurrection, your resurrection. Do you know that you and I, who was dead in trespasses and sins, spiritually dead, separated from God, has God raised up too and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places? Where is Christ Jesus? He's seated at the right hand of the Most High God, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. And all your circumstances and all your issues and all your symptoms that you're dealing with in this earth right now, and our struggle to overcome it and get over it, are stealing our joy, our peace, our happiness, our homes, our relationships, our blessings. It don't have to be. Why is that happening, Arthur? You know, the Bible says this is what God is saying, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's a thing that we don't know. Listen, I'm not talking about PhDs and doctorate degrees and education in this natural world and everything else. All those are good things. They come through sense, knowledge, reasoning. I heard one preacher tell me one thing. Well, God gave us common sense. Yeah, man, he do. But he give you something else, man, to supersede that. What's that? He give you a sixth sense. We know about them five, but you don't know about that sixth one. What's that one, Arthur? Faith. If you just operating in your common sense, you know, without operating in the laws of God and the faith of God and know what God doing, then your common sense don't amount to nothing, man. Your common sense will lead you directly out of the will of God. Because I told you, there's a way that seems right to people through your five sense reasoning, but the end can lead to destruction if you ain't operating in that sixth sense too, or if you don't include that sixth sense into those five senses. That other one was faith. Do you know without faith it's impossible to please God? You can walk according to all your sense knowledge reasoning and everything else, your sense knowledge that you have, and never get any revelation knowledge. What's sense knowledge? That's the knowledge that you derive from your five sense reasonings. What's revelation knowledge? Revelation knowledge is knowledge that, man, go past your five senses, man, and get from your spirit. That's revealed knowledge. The only way that can be and that can take place in your life is not through your five sense reasonings. That's the Holy Ghost unveiling or revealing or revealing revelation. The things of God. The spiritual things of God. Do you know there's a spiritual world out there and it's more real than this physical world? In fact, the Bible teaches us that this physical world was created by the unseen world. Say the things that are seen are created by the things that are not seen. The spirit world is more real than this physical world. The problem is in the spiritual world is unseen. You can't see God. You can't feel him with your hand. You can't touch him. You can't smell him. You can't hear him with these physical ears. You can't see him with these natural eyes, all them five sense reasoning. But baby, in that other one, faith, then you can see him. Then you can feel him. Then you can touch him. Then you can handle him. Then you can hear what he's saying. Where that come from, Arthur? That come from that sixth sense. What's that, man? Faith. So yeah, God do give us five senses. In fact, he gave us more than five. He gave us six. Perhaps more. That's all I know. I just know about that other one, the sixth sense. That enabled them five senses that we have and operate in to be effective in its operations. Otherwise, without that, even though you have five senses, you'll be doing your own thing. You can walk after the natural man. And again, the natural man, those, especially those who, I don't like that word, those who proclaim to be Christians, most of them walk after their five senses. even though they've been born again, even though they are saved, and some of them saved perhaps don't even know, still trying to get what they already have. They never come to the knowledge of what God has done and what God is doing. What God has done, he has already, not going to, not might be, not may be, not in the future, not in the sweet by and by. God has already provided the free gift of salvation to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Nothing you do to earn that. That's a gift from God. Listen, the penalty for sin is death. All of us have sinned. Death, and the penalty for that is death. What death are you talking about, Arthur? There are three deaths that the Bible calls in the Bible. That's in the Bible. That's spiritual death. That's when, man, your spirit is separated from God's spirit. That's when the Holy Spirit leaves your spirit, and then you are separated from God's spirit. That's like pulling a plant up out of the soil. It stays green for a few days and everything else, but it withers away and die. Why? Because it's disconnected from its source. The same thing it is with spiritual death. Your sin separated us from God. Adam and Eve got put out of the Garden of Eden and were separated from God. He lived 900 some years after that, 900 and some years altogether. But all those years, man, he was not in the Garden of Eden. He was separated from God. He was spiritually dead. And then when he began to have children out in the wilderness, then all of his children, all the offspring, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that came into existence after Adam and Eve were put out of the Garden of Eden, separated from God, was born spiritually dead. What's that, Arthur? Separated from God. That's spiritual death. Spiritual death is the parent of physical death. So Adam, man, after he got separated from God, he lived 900-some years, and then he died. What's that? That's physical death then. That's when your spirit, man, leave your body, this natural, this flesh, this physical body. That's physical death. You got spiritual death, that's separation from God. You got physical death, that's separation of your spirit from your body. And then you got eternal death. That's separation from God forever and ever and ever. See, right now it's separated from God, but there's hope. You can be reconciled to God. You can be joined back up to God. You can be repotted in the soil of God's word and God's kingdom and God's life and God's character and God's nature and begin to take right back up where you left off when you got pulled or separated from God. Bible calls it reconciliation. Reconciled back to God. Joined back up to God. Born again. Word born again. Your spirit man come alive. A spirit man that's dominant on the inside of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. When it ever come to the knowledge and the good news of what God has done through Jesus Christ, not come to the knowledge of the good news about Jesus and what he done, his death, his burial, his resurrection, but come to the knowledge of what that means and what that wrought for you and what that brings to you and what that's the means to our Lord, then we'll begin to flip the script in our life instead of living and dying like mere men and mere women, we'll rise up and come to the knowledge of who we really are. Not just mere men and mere women, but mighty men and mighty women, sons and daughters of the Most High God, offsprings of God, just like God. His same character, his same nature, his same attributes, his same functioning abilities, his same mind, his same talk, his same manner of life, everything just like him. And begin to walk in it. Begin to learn that. Begin to learn the functioning principles of that, the laws that governs that, and begin to start becoming who you already are. Who am I? Who are you? We're the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Where we come from? You originated in heaven. You came from heaven. That's where our Father is. And when he created us from him, from himself, came you. A little spirit just like him. A little G God. And then he came down to the earth and formed a body for you. The body is not you. That's just your house. He came down to the earth from the unseen realm to the seen realm that he created and formed a body from the dust of the ground. And then he released on the inside of that body you and the breath of life. And man, a spirit, just like God, became a living soul capable of obtaining the everlasting, eternal life of the Most High God. Life in the absolute sense. The Bible calls it Zoe life. That's the life of God. Life the way God lives and life the way God originally intended for you and I to live. How is that, Arthur? Just like him. To talk just like him. To think just like him. To speak just like him. To walk just like him. To act just like him. To be just like him. When I was telling you about earlier, about the blessing of God, that's what that encouraged. That's what that contained. The ability to do that. That's what God meant when he said, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth like heaven. That means he empowered us with everything that we have need of, man, to accomplish that. Because that's his desire for our lives. I thank God for our prayer group and my prayer family in the California and in Houston area, you know, the Nixon prayer line. You know, that's been a tremendous blessing into my life and even into my ministry. And the theme for this season right now that we're in is God's desires for us. What are God's desires for us? Originally, that's his most, that's his greatest desire for us, that we be just like him, that we think just like him. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. As we walk just like him, upright, as we talk and speak just like him. Jesus said, I only say what I hear my Father say, and I only do what I see him do. Till we live just like him. Till we reign in life just like him. Till we be just like him in character and in nature and in functioning. Just like him. That's his desire for our lives. That's his greatest desire. Along with all the other things that come along with it. But that's his greatest desire for our lives. That we be like our Father. Jesus said it this way. They say, show us the Father. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, I'm just like him. But that ain't the good news. Know the good news that he preached? Hey, if you see me, you seen the Father. And if you see me, you see you. Look at me and you'll see the Father. And in the same sense, he's saying, if you look at me, you'll see you too. I didn't come to be way up on a pedestal and you way down here. I come, man, down there to where you are in the beggarly elements of this world system, man, and pick you up and set you at the right hand of the Father just like me. I come to show you who you are. I come to show you what you can do. I come to show you how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to talk, how you're supposed to walk, how you're supposed to have power and control and influence over all your circumstances, your situation, and your symptoms in this life. I come to show you how to rule and reign in life, even over your greatest enemy, death. They crucified him, glory to God. And 3 days later, baby, he got up. Death, where your sting? Grave, where your power? Ain't no victory in it. They tried to get rid of him, baby, he popped right back up. No man can take my life from me. I lay it down, and I also got the power to take it back up again. I got power over death. And then the message that he was preaching is, you too. Who is you? That's you, 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 and you. All of you who are under the sound of my voice and everybody that's not under the sound of my voice. To every man, to every woman, to every boy, to every girl, that as I am, said the Lord, so are you. The works that I do, so can you. As the Father sent me, so send now you. You want to see the Father? Yeah, look at me. You want to see you, how you supposed to be rolling, how you supposed to be talking, how you supposed to be walking, how you supposed to be acting? Look at me. And not only just look at me, observe me, and be just like me. Why? Because that's what God has blessed you with, the ability to do that, to be just like him. the same character, the same nature, the same functioning abilities, the same peace, the same joy, the same ruling authority, the same dominion that he has over the heavenly realm that you and I have over this earthly realm that he created and put us on. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. Listen, ain't no slander in heaven. Ain't no backbiting in heaven. Ain't no racism in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no black and white and oriental. There's none of that in heaven. There's no sickness and disease in heaven. And God's desire, boy, his desire is that it be in our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. That's our theme in our prayer conference that we do every Sunday. And it's an awesome prayer group. And I thank God for that prayer group, you know. A group that is learning how to pray, not just Christian prayers, but pray, boy, the word of God. God say, hey, listen, bring me in remembrance of what I said. When you come to me and make your petitions to me or your prayer life, come tell me what I said about your circumstance and your situation, your symptom. Bring that petition to me. That's what prayer is, a petitioning God. It's not a religious word. It's really a political word, a petition. Where you go and make known, man. In most places, you know, it's like same way in the courts of law. It's the courts of heaven. They find a legal document or a legal right or a legal literature board that they could take before the courts, man, and make their demand on. Same way with your prayer life. That's why I love that prayer group. You don't just pray any kind of way. We pray according to the will of God, according to the word of God. And that's the confidence that we can have, that if we ask anything according to his will, we can know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we can know that we have the petition that we desire of him. But there's something that you must be aware about in there. God's timing is not like our timing. And his ways is not like our ways. Sometimes we pray and ask God to heal somebody and then that somebody die. Let me tell you something, that's the ultimate healing. It may not happen the way you thought, it may you seem, man, but God answered your prayer. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Where's the Lord at? Where's our Father at? In heaven. Is there any sickness in heaven? There's cancer in heaven? AIDS in heaven? Pandemics in heaven? COVID or whatever? Yeah, none of that in heaven. So when they go, man, they really, man, you do, your prayer truly been answered then. His ways are not our ways. If he say, I see you tomorrow, man, that could be 1,000 years from now. The Bible say one day is like 1,000 years. Or 1,000 years is like one day with the Lord. So if he say, I see you tomorrow, that might not take place, man, until you get to heaven, man, where he at. We live in time. He don't. He live in eternity. And what his desire is, man, for us, man, to bring to this earth, boy, that eternal perspective. To influence this earth, boy, with eternal life while we're operating in time. To influence this earth, man, with eternal life. When I say this earth, I'm talking about all those who dwell in it and on it. With what? Impacting them with what? The good news about you, who you are. Listen, here's what Jesus preached. And this is the controversy. I think I found the answer to our problems, our struggles, as Christian believers. I don't like that word too much, Christian. I mean, you know, in the original sense that it was supposed to be in, it's fine and dandy. But what we have made it in this day and time that we live in, we've made it a religion, the Christian religion. We got the Muslim religion, the Hindu religion, the Buddhist religion. All these different type of religion, along with all the pagan religions, along with that. But Jesus didn't come to bring a religion, come to bring a ruling authority, the ruling authority of heaven, the ruling authority of God, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. Listen, if we start operating in what God is doing and seek first, like we said earlier, the kingdom of God, and then get in on that, and I promise you, if you seek it first, I ain't talking about haphazardly. I'm not talking about, man, here and there, whenever your back is up against the wall, but I'm talking about, man, if you make that a priority in your life, to seek and find out, man, go to God and say, Lord, what you doing? See, this is why we miss that in prayer. We go to God and tell God we want him to do for us. And, man, what the first thing you got to do is go to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? How can I help you? Your kingdom come and your will be done. Well, that's going to God first. And your first petition is not, Lord, help me get a job. Lord, help me provide this. Lord, I need this. And Lord, I need that. And Lord, my family is suffering. And then all those things. And those are in there. That's in the part where you say, give me this day my daily bread. But that's something that comes before that. What? Our Father, our source, our sustainer. Where is he? Which art in heaven. He's not on earth. He's in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. You know, most Christians don't even understand that. Hallowed, that means giving glory and honor and praise and adoration, man, and lift him up and speak well of him and worship him. That's hallowing his name. Hallowed be thy name. What his name? Hallowed be not the name of Jesus and not how they pronounce it and all that. Man, I'm talking about the name shall be called the word of God. Lord, bless your word that had gone forth out of your mouth, because it can't be altered, man. It's the word of life. Glory to God. If you said it, Father, help me to get in on that, Lord. Help me to orchestrate and to get my life in on what you said. And listen to this. Not only what you said through the prophets and through the ancestors, but what you said originally. That's seeking first the kingdom of God. What did you say, Lord, before that was a prophet? Before that was ancestors? Before that was a it or a there or when or where? Before that was anything, Lord, what you said concerning us? Thy kingdom come, that's what he said. And thy will be done. Because when you find out that and get in on that, then watch this here. Then when his kingdom come in your life, then his will can be done in our lives here on earth. Well, here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Your Christian religion, man, for you to try to make it to heaven while you suffer and try to live the best you can and go through all kind of ups and downs, man, here on this earth, man. But you got to hope. And that when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing is going to be and everything going to be all right. No, listen, hey, it's a day of rejoicing right now. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be good in it. And let me tell you something about the days that God made. In Genesis, in the first day, he said, nobody said at the end of the creation of the first day, and it was good. After he did everything on the second day, he said, and it was good. On the third day, he said, it was good. On the fourth day, it was good. After he did on the fifth day, it was good. And on the sixth day, he said, let's make man just like us. And let's give them dominion over the earth. Let me say it plain and simple. Let's make mankind just like us with a mandate, what? So that they can make it on earth just like it is in heaven. I'm going to empower them and give them and put the potential on the inside of them to accomplish that. Everything that they have need of to accomplish that. Oh, Lord. Not in the sweet by and by, but in the right here and now. How we start flowing in that and operating in that? He has simple instructions. Jesus came with one message. One message. Many aspects of it. Many different ways that he presented it to the people. But the subject matter to every message that he proclaimed, man, to the public and to the disciples, was message about this kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. He told them this. Listen at the beginning of his ministry. My time is about up. He said, listen, repent. And we're going to take this up next week. The gospel, I've been talking about the difference between the gospel of Jesus and the gospel that Jesus preached. We've been talking about the gospel of Jesus, but I really hadn't gotten into the gospel that he preached. But let me just start the introduction of it as I start to wind this up. This is the gospel that he preached. From that time forward, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. At the end of it, that's the beginning of his ministry. At the end of his ministry, after his resurrection in Acts chapter 1, it says, and Jesus appeared unto them 40 years with infallible proof. Man, showing them that he was alive and speaking unto them things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. At the beginning of his ministry, he preached the kingdom of heaven. At the end, the kingdom of heaven. My time is over. Stay tuned for next week, Lord. We promise to be a tremendous blessing to y'all. You know, if we get into the gospel that Jesus preached, that's what's going to bless our lives. I close with this. This is the gospel that he preached, the good news about you, not about him, about you?
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing.